ప్రవృత్తిం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నస్తప్రయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవతం సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భావతి నైష్టికేం. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంతో 4 చాప్టర్ 19 టెక్స్ట్ 27 చాప్టర్ టైటిల్ కింగ్ పృథుస్ 100 ఫాస్ సక్రిఫైసెస్. తాం ఋద్విజా సక్రవదా విసాదితం తం ఋద్విజా సక్రవదా విసాదితం నిచాక్ష్యాదుష్ప్రేక్ష్యం అసాయరం హసం నివారయం ఆసుర్ అహో మహామతే నాయుచ్యతే త్రాణ్యా వదా ప్రచోదితాన్ తం ఋద్విజా సక్రా వదా విసందితం విచాక్ష్య దుష్ప్రేక్ష్యం అసాయరం అసం నివారయం ఆసుర్ అహో మహామతే నాయుజ్యాతే త్రాణ్యా వదా ప్రచోదితాన్ తాం ఋద్విజా సక్రా వదా విసందితం విచక్ష్య దుష్ప్రేక్ష్యం అసాయరం అసం నివారయం ఆసుర్ అహో మహామతే నాయుజ్యాతే త్రాణ్యా వదా ప్రచోదితాన్. తం కింగ్ ప్రీతు ఋద్విజా ద ప్రీస్ట్ చక్రవాద కిలింగ్ ది కింగ్ ఆఫ్ హెవెన్ అభిసందితం దస్ ప్రిపేరింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ విచక్ష్యా హవింగ్ ఒబ్జర్వ్డ్ దుష్ప్రేక్ష్యం టెరిబుల్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ asaya unbearable ram asam whose velocity nivarayam asu they forbid aho ho mahamate o great soul na not yujyate is worthy for you atra in the sacrificial arena anya others vada killing rajodita from being so directed in the scriptures. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when the priest and all the others saw Maharaj Prithu was very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in a sacrifice. Such are the directions given by the Shastra. Purpose: animal killing is intended for different purposes. It has the proper pronunciation of Vedic mantra. and an animal being put into the sacrificial fire should come out with a new life. No one should ever be killed in a sacrifice meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. How then could Indra be killed when he is actually worshipped in the yajna and accepted as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Therefore, the priest requested King Prithu not to kill him. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Sanakayam Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vidam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Aripriye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tam Ridvija Sakra Padabhi Sanditam Vichaksya Duspriksham Asayaram Hasam Nivarayam Asur Aho Mahamate Na Yujyate Tranya Vada Prachoditan. When the priest and all the others saw Maharaj Prithu very angry and prepared to kill Indra, they requested him, O great soul, do not kill him, for only sacrificial animals can be killed in a sacrifice. Such are the direction given by the Shastras. So here, we are continuing on this chapter where King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices, where the last horse been stolen by Indra. And Prithu was very much eager, he wants to kill Indra, but then he was advised not to do so, to follow the direction given by the Shastra. The whole problem in the material world we are witnessing today, that somewhere or other the human society has become more worse than animals. It's all due to they are not properly following the injunction given by the Shastras. And so in the chapter 4, text 16, Krishna emphasized the importance kim karma kim akarmeti kavayo pyatran mochitam tato karma pravekshami yagyatva mukshayasti subha. Krishna says that it is even those who are intelligent, even they find it very difficult to determine what is action, a proper action, and what is inaction. And he says, understanding this transcendental knowledge, then you will be liberated from the material anxieties. Karmani happy bodhavyan, bodhavyan tari karmana. Akarmacha bodhavyan guhano karmano gati. The intricacies of action is so subtle and it's not easy for everybody to understand what is proper action, what is inaction, that what is forbidden action. Somewhere or other, the whole human society only directed towards sense gratification. Everybody being educated by hook or crook, you make your money, then you enjoy your sense gratification, be married, sleep, have sex and produce children. Nidraye riyate natam vyavache na chabhavayam. A man works very hard daytime for the maintenance of his family. He works very hard and sleep at night time because he doesn't have any sort of spiritual advancement. So he indulges in sexual intercourse and he produces children. So he's thinking, working very hard just to maintain family. So in this way, everybody are very busy in this world simply for sense gratification. So here they are not able to do anything proper in their life. So that activities of their life will give them the greatest benefit, where they can cross over the cycle of repeated birth and death and don't have to come back to this material world and go through with different kinds of species of life. Jalaja Navalakshani Savara Laksha Vimsati Kramayo Rudra Samkyaka Paksinam Dasa Lakshanam Trimsa Lakshani Pasuva Chatur Lakshani Manusa. In this way, you don't have to go through the 8,400,000 species of life in the material world. That's why Prahlad Maharaj was very eager, very much emphasizing to his friend, Kaumaran Achare Prigyo Dharman Bhagavatameha Dullabam Manusya Janma Tatapi Adravam Har Kadam. One when he's very small age, the tender age, by 5 years old, he should be educated on the Bhagavata Dharma. It's very important. I was very impressed. Yesterday I was talking with Aniruddha Prabhu and he was very impressed with the congregation devotees here and how he was explaining to me that their children are doing so well in the schools. And then the schools, you know, they want the devotees to go and sit on the body of the school to give them some guidance. So there is very, very beautiful, very wonderful to hear the progress of the devotees here and their children. Out of the 6 things in life for liberation, the Veda says there are 6 ways one can gain liberation in his life. One is by studying the Veda, second is by performing austerities, third is by freeing oneself from violence, and fourth is by controlling of the senses, fifth is by serving the spiritual master, and sixth is by attaining the Brahmagyan. Out of these 6 things, the Veda says one is more important than anything else. That is that one must imbibe Brahma knowledge, Brahmagyan, into his life. For that reason, he has been recommended to seek for a spiritual master. Tadvili pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina stadpadarishina. The Gyatvana Punarmoham Ivam Yasisi Pandava Yena Bhutani Asisyani Diksami Atmani Athomai. By going to the spiritual master, a bona fide guru, by submissively rendering service unto him, by some beautiful inquiry from the Atma Dharma about the spiritual progress, a person does not fall again into this clutches of this material pool. He will be crossover the cycle of repeated birth and death. That's what the Manu, father of mankind, he has emphasized, you know, a few things for the human being to learn. He said especially he has given some information how one should bring up the children. He says up to 5 years old, the children hasn't got any karma for themselves. And whatever the children do, that also doesn't affect their parents. Up to the 5 years of age, the children hasn't got any karma, and also the parents hasn't got any karma due to their children's activities. After 5 years old, up to the 12 years old, whatever the children do in their life, whatever karma has been created in their life, the parents has to suffer for that karma. And above 13 years old, whatever the children does in their life, they become responsible for every of their action. That's what Manu says, that the parents should see into this thing, that up to 5 years old, they should not even for playfully beat their children. As much as love they can give it to their children, they should give so much of love for their children. If possible, whatever they need in their life, if they are requesting, if you can afford, buy and give them up to the age of 5 years old. That to be given total 100% love, no punishment. He says that there are five important things. When your child has grown up to the age of 5 years old, you have to call him to sit down and tell him there are five important things in life. One is that wealth is very important. Second, healthiest associations are very important. Third, relatives are very important. Fourth, your own habits are very important. Fifth, Brahmagyan is very important. Brahmagyan means Kshetrajnam Chapimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetresu Bharata. In the 13th chapter, Krishna explains in more details about Brahmagyan, a knowledge about the Lord Himself, the knowledge about these material elements, and the knowledge about the soul. So the father should let the son to be seated, and he should tell him there are five important things when the son is 5 years old. You take a stick in your hand, but below five, only 100% love, no punishment. So when he's 5 years old, take a stick in your hand, let him sit down and tell him there are five important things in life. One is wealth, second is healthiest association, third is relatives, four, your own habits, and fifth is Brahmagyan, knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowledge about these material elements, and knowledge about your soul. When he is reminding his son about these five important things, then he has to say to him, out of these five, if you can let it go one. If you want, you can let go the wealth, you can let go the elders, you can let go your relatives, you can let go your habits, but for no reason, you can let go the Brahmagyan. It's so important that he should be educated on the Brahmagyan, so that he knows how the whole material world and the soul and everything been controlled. And every maintenance of his life been provided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he's 5 years and above, up to the age of 16 years old. But of course today in modern world, the children become more mature in many other fields. But at least I'm just saying some guidelines. When they are up to the 16 years old, the parents should be running behind the children for one thing. Study, study, and study. And the education is Brahmagyan, is nothing else. So when they are finished 16 years old, and you should throw away your stick, and then you should be friend to your children, because their manobhav, their mindsets are going to change in many different ways. There are going to be more trouble and difficulties due to the pushes of their senses. And normally, whatever things they go through in their life secretly, they will reveal to their friends. So it is recommended if the parents become friends to the children after 16 years old, and they will be able to tell you what are the difficulties they are going through within their mind due to the pushes of their senses. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj was emphasizing so much on the subject matter. The father, Hiranyakasipu, had everything in his life, materially so opulent in everything, but somewhere or other he wasn't very happy in his life. So Prahlad said, Tat sadhumanne suravarya dehinam sada samyajyadiram asarkriya idvadapapam griyahandakopam vanangatam yatratim yas asrayetya. My dear father, even though you got everything in your life, but the material world and the life is very temporary. Those who have accepted the temporary material world, and especially the temporary family life, They are like a fallen into the dark well. There is no water in the dark well, but only full of suffering. So you are suffering so much in your life, you want to be happy in your life, then you have to go to the Vrindavan, get Harim. He says in Vrindavan there is a personality called Hari, Krishna is there, and you go and submit yourself to that Hari, you become very happy in your life. But somewhere or other, the father was not able to understand what the son is saying to him. All the time he is asking him, where did you learn this thing, where did you learn this thing? And Prahlad says, Mate na Krishna parato soto vamito vipadyesa griyavartanam adandam gobe tamisa visitram puna puna charvita charvananam. My dear father, those people who already decided within their mind that the goal of life is only sense gratification and nothing else, they already decided within themselves there is nothing else in this world. Only you come here, enjoy your life and leave the world. After that, there is nothing else in this world. Those who have accepted within themselves that the goal of life is only sense gratification, for them it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna consciousness. Even they try to do this thing by their own endeavor. Even they try to do with some organization, some big conference, it's not possible for him to do that. That's why Kundi Devi said, Janmaswarya Sursa Subir Eda Mana Mada Puna Naivarati Abhidatumbai Toma Kinchana Gochara. My dear Lord, it is very easy for anybody to approach your lotus feet. Those who are exhausted of this materialistic way of life, those who are exhausted of the materialistic way of life, it's very easy for them to become devotee. But she said, but those who are seeking for good parentage, those who are seeking for wealth, those who are seeking for education, those who are seeking for beauty, for those who have this kind of desires in themselves, it is very, very difficult for them to approach your lotus feet. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is trying to tell his father, all your unhappiness in your life because you do not understand the real purpose of life, the goal of life. Nate vidu swartam gadihim vishnum durasaya he bahir atmanina andaya dande upanyamanam te pisam santriyam murdamna baddha. My dear father, the very goal of human life is only Krishna consciousness, it's nothing else. But unfortunately, you've been guided by blind leaders. Just like one blind man follow another blind man, all fall in ditch. The similar way, all your difficulties in this world, you do not understand the real goal of life is Krishna consciousness, is nothing else. So here, somewhere or other, we are reading the purport here, that, totally the killing is not allowed in any religion. Every religion only teaches how to love God and how to love others in this world. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Chandkasi, he asked him, how come your religion teaches you to kill, whereas the real religion doesn't teach anybody to kill any living entity? And Chandkasi says it's the similar thing. I think it's been spoken in the Vedas and Puranas that the killing is allowed. And Mahaprabhu says in any Vedic literature the killing is not allowed. But some concession has been given for the great advanced devotees to practice, to test their mantras. And for that reason, for the rejuvenation of the animals, for the upliftment of the animals, they've been used into the sacrifices. But once they have been killed in that sacrifice, they get a better body, they get a better advancement in their life. Because those days, the rishis, the munis, they were so advanced. Simply by chanting the mantras, they can bring back the animal into life again. Just like the Muslims, they do not eat the food cooked by anybody else. It has to come from their own religious people, because otherwise they say it's not halal, haram. Halal means purified. because they chant some mantra before killing the animals. So in the Vedas also there is mantra very shortly. It's a very long mantra, but it's been not given the total mantra. So because people would misuse that mantra, it has been ending, Mamisam Kadati Iti Mamisam. That means when you kill an animal for your sensual pleasure, that means you're making an agreement with this animal. Mamisam, that means I in this lifetime would like to eat you and I'm killing you, and in next lifetime I'll become like you and you can kill me back. There's an agreement. And because the whatever mantra been chanted by the Muslims when they're killing the animal, they're not able to bring back this animal into life again. That's what Mahaprabhu says, that is totally forbidden in the age of Kali to kill any living entities. Especially he says there are five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Aswamedam Gavalambam Sanyasam Pala Partisan Devarena Devarena Sitorpatim Kalaupancha Vivarjaye. The killing of cow in this, for the sacrifice is not recommended for the age of Kali. The all sacrifice is not recommended. Taking sannyas is not recommended. And offering oblation of flesh for the forefathers is not recommended. And begetting a child from the brother's wife is not recommended in Kali Yuga. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established again to the Chankasi the proper method of following the principle of dharma. So important. When Lord Buddha was walking in one forest, he saw that somebody was slaughtering a goat. He was narrating this story to one of his disciples. So when the man, you know, he pulled out his sword and then he wanted to kill the goat, and the goat turned back to him and then looked at him, the goat started to laugh and suddenly stopped laughing and then he started to cry. He was laughing and crying, laughing and crying, laughing and crying. So the man became a little bit confused. He says, "Why you are laughing and why you are crying? Can you tell me why you are laughing?" And the goat says, "I know you're going to kill me today. I'm so happy. You kill me today that, you know, my goat life is over. I'm going to get a better body. I'm going to make more advancement. So you are actually going to solve this problem of mine having this goat body. I'm very happy I'll get a better body. So I'm happy, I'm laughing." Then he asked the goat, "Then why you're crying?" The goat says, "I'm crying just because of you. Because you have killed, and next life you have to be born as goat and you have to be killed. So thinking of this thing, I'm very sad and I'm crying." So Lord Buddha was educating one of his disciples. He says, to become very wonderful in your life, you must do 8 things in your life. He says, you must have a right view of everything you see in your life, right view. Second thing, you must have right intention of what you view. Third thing, you must have a right speech. And the fourth is that you must have a right conduct of what you speak. And the fifth is that you must have right livelihoodness. You want to go and earn money for survival, right livelihoodness, there must be there. And the sixth is that right effort for your livelihood. And seventh is that you must have a right mind. And the eighth is that you must have right concentration. One is that you must have right view. Second, right intention. Third, right speech. Fourth, right conduct. Fifth, right livelihood. Sixth, right effort. Seventh, right mind. And eighth, right concentration. And he says to get these 8 things, you must forbid 5 things in your life. You cannot do 5 things in your life. He says stop killing. And he says, stop stealing, stop lying, and stop taking intoxication, and fifth, stop illicit sex. And Mahaprabhu, the whole Krishna consciousness also teaching is simply about this thing. Then Mahaprabhu brings this simple solution to have all those things, wonderful qualities in our life, is simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Somewhere or other, people have got so much of bad habit all the time in their life. Even after knowing a lot of things which is not very bad for them in their, not very good for them in their life. A lot of people nowadays talk about, you know, health consciousness to many things. People are becoming more aware of a lot of things, but somewhere or other they are not able to give up their sinful activities because the senses has overpowered them. And the senses, the pushing of the senses becomes so strong that somewhere or other, even knowing this thing, they are not able to practice this thing in their life unless they come into bhakti path with, you know, loving attraction to Krishna. And when the loving attraction comes into the heart of the living entities, and automatically you will begin to love himself, you know, smoking is not good for my body, for my health, I shouldn't do. If somebody really loves themselves, they should not be doing anything which is very bad for themselves. But unfortunately, people don't even know what is good for their own self. Somewhere or other, they know. But knowing itself is not enough. Prabhupada said about a story, a boy went to the school. And then that day happened to be the exam in the school. And after the exam, he came back home. The father asked him, how was the exam today? And he says, it was very nice. So the father asked him, did you answer all the questions in the exam paper? The son says, no, you know, there was some difficult question and there was some easy question. Then he says, the difficult question, I did not answer because I don't know the answer. The father asked him, so what about the easiest question? Did you answer the easiest question or not? And he got very angry with the father. He said, Daddy, do not speak like that. He says, the easiest question, I already know the answer. Why I must write that? Everybody knows so many things. All has become philosopher in the material world, today's world. But somewhere or other, to see practically whether they really have understood the real path of dharma, it becomes very difficult because the habit is so strong somewhere or other. Is always pulling them back into the wrong direction. There was a man, he was very, you know, very rich. He was doing some textile business. At one time he was doing a textile business and became very rich. But somewhere or other, due to the wrong partner, he lost everything in his life. And he was a whole man, not able to revive his business. So every day he was sitting and then he was very sad about what happened in his life. He was always thinking that, you know, I did a very good business, I made so much of money, but due to some wrong, you know, partnership, I lost everything. So whenever you meet anybody, you only will talk about this thing. You meet anybody, you will tell them, do you know something? I was a very successful textile businessman, but somewhere or other, I went into a wrong partnership and I lost everything. Even to their children, even at the time of dinner, he only speaks about his lost. And children were very worried about the father. How the father is going on like that, how he's going to be happy in his life. So at that moment they heard there was a Swamiji coming to one village. He wants to talk about Mahabharata for 48 days. So they thought it would be good for my father to go and hear the Mahabharata for 48 days. There will be some change of heart in himself. So they took the father, then they went and met the Swamiji. They said, my dear Swamiji, my father is a very nice man, but somewhere or other he is not able to cope up with his loss in his life. So all the time he is only talking about his textile business. Please help him out. The Swamiji says, don't worry about this thing. I'm going to talk 48 days about Mahabharata. Surely that will change his heart. So let him hear Mahabharata. So for 48 days, he sat and heard the Mahabharata. Then after hearing this thing, then you know, the Swamiji went and talked to him. Swamiji asked him, so how do you feel now? Are you feel calm and peaceful? Are you okay? And he says, Swamiji, it was so wonderful to hear the Mahabharata. I was able to see who's the right people. I was able to see what the bad people. I can see what is dharma, what is adharma. But Swamiji, only one thing I'm worried about. What is that? It should have come long ago in my life when I started the textile business. Do you know I had this business and due to the wrong partnership I lost everything? Summarily gone back into the old story again. And the children were very upset. They said, Swamiji, what to do now? 48 days Mahabharata, but still my father is in the same. And Swamiji says, don't worry, in another village I'm doing 48 days Ramayana. Bring your father. So there he spoke Ramayana 48 days. And they brought the father. The father sat and heard the Ramayana for 48 days. So after that, you know, that Swamiji went and saw him and asked him, you're okay now? Very peaceful, everything is okay with you. Have you understood what I've spoken on the 48 days Ramayanam? He says, Swamiji, so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful. Ramayanam I found much more better than the Mahabharata. So wonderful. And he says, only thing, Swamiji, if you would have come long ago in my life, you know, I wouldn't have made this mistake in my life. I lost everything in textile. So the children were very upset. They said, Swamiji, what to do now? And the Swamiji says, don't worry. Let us go. So he took the father to a graveyard. And he went to the graveyard, you know, in India, the cremation place. They have been burning so many bodies. One after another, one after another, one after another. So many dead bodies coming and they're burning, you know, and so much of wood being used, you know, so much burning is going on. And the Swamiji looked at him, he says, look, you idiot. You're talking about textile business laws, you're talking about your money laws. Look at these people have lost their life. They have lost everything here, they have lost life. So it's not your loss of a textile business is not much more greater than they have lost their life. Do you understand what his life is all about? This is where you're going to come. So he's talking about all other losses. Do you understand? Can you see how many bodies they're burning? And he says, Swamiji, I'm able to understand everything. Why did not you come before long time ago in my life? Swamiji says, so? You understood? Says, Swamiji, I went into a wrong business of textile business. If I knew that so many bodies been burnt here, I would have come into this business of bringing woods for the cremation business. And the Swamiji told the children, even Krishna comes here, I won't be able to change him, take him back. So in this way, somewhere or other, people are not able to understand that there has to be some good transformation in their life for the better progress. And that Krishna has given every facility for the human being to get transformed and be happy and peaceful in their life. And this very lifetime, you can go back to Gaudi. And we are talking about people are killing different kinds of animals simply for satisfying their own tongue and senses. It's nothing else. They don't even able to understand there are beautiful food products being given for the betterment of the body. But they're not able to understand that the foodstuff being recommended for the human being will give them a very good duration of life. It will give them the purification in their mind. It will give them a good strength in their body. But somewhere or other, people are still engaged into killing animals and eating animals simply because they've been caught up into the modes of material nature. Somewhere or other, they have been so much into the mode of ignorance, they are not able to understand Krishna philosophy. They are not able to give up this meat-eating business. Krishna in the 16th chapter, in the 17th chapter, he clears, you know, he gives us some wonderful information. Aharatva sarvasya tva aharatvapi sarvasya trivida bhavanti sradha, that in trivida bhavanti priya, people are eating the food according to their priya. That means somebody is in the mode of ignorance, they like certain kind of food. Somebody in the mode of passionate, they like certain kind of food. And somebody in the mode of goodness, they eat certain kind of food. Every trouble and difficulties and miseries of human life is simply because they are situated, they've been controlled by the mode of passionate and ignorance, it's nothing else. If the moment they can understand that I'm having so much of trouble in my life, I'm having so much of, you know, problems and difficulties and misery simply because I'm bound to these different, especially the mode of goodness and mode of ignorance and passionate. And the moment if they can uplift themselves, upgrade to the mode of goodness, beautifully the Bhagavatam explains, Radha Tada Rajastama Bhava Kamalo Bhadayasaya Ete Cheta Avipitvam Sitam Sadvam Prasidyati. The miseries of the living entities is due to mode of ignorance and mode of passion. And the moment they come to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the moment they associate with the people who are in the mode of goodness, and they become free from the mode of ignorance and mode of passionate, and they are established into the mode of goodness where their life is always very happy. Why the people in the mode of goodness, they are very happy? Because they move around, they do everything according to with the platform of knowledge, is nothing else. Sarva dvaresu dehesmin prakasam upajayate jnanam yadatat vidya vivritam sadvam iti utam. Those who are imbibed in the mode of goodness, they are so much eager to take the knowledge from the sastras. Every moment they are only seeking for the knowledge, is nothing else. When the 9 holes in the body is filled up with the knowledge, and every of their action will give them happiness into their life and nothing else. And loba pravarti arambi, that those who are in the mode of passionate, they somewhere or other, they're not so much interested into acquiring the knowledge, but they got a lot of interest into accumulating wealth. They wanted to accumulate. If they got one house, they think it's not enough yet, maybe I should be going for second house. Then if they got a little bit more money, what do I do with money? They do not know how to use this money in a proper manner. And they think I should buy another land. Beautifully Krishna explains in the Gita. Aprakaso pravartam cha pramodam moham eva cha. When somebody is seated in the mode of ignorance, he is not interested in education, he is not interested in the accumulating any wealth, he has become so lazy, take a dole and sit and eat and sleep in the people's hard work. People, they don't want to work anymore. Isn't it? They think, better I go and dole. Somewhere or other, they're not interested into the work, they're not interested into, you know, studies, they're not interested to anything, no ambition, no nothing, simply they drink, eat and sleep, they sleep in the wrong time, they wake up in the wrong time, they talk the wrong thing, they do the wrong thing, everything, it becomes so messed up in their life. And they're always in the madness, you know, they're the dull-headed, you know. So in this way, people are doing different kinds of things in their life, because they are captured by the 3 modes of material nature. If some of your friends are eating meat, you must know that they are influenced by the mode of ignorance, mode of passion. If some of your friends given up eating all this meat, intoxication, other thing, and they wanted to follow the path of dharma, a real life, and you have to understand, they are in the mode of goodness. The best platform for us to transcend the 3 modes of material nature and go back to Krishna. So in this way, Manu has given 20 principles for dharma. He says, doesn't matter what religion you follow. As soon as you are born as a human being, you got 20 things to follow. If you don't follow this thing, he says, you are not considered to be a human being. He said there are 20 principles in dharma. Whether a person going to church, whether a person going to the mosque, whether a person going to anywhere, whether a person not going anywhere but only seated in their own house to see whether he is a good gentleman, whether he is the right human being, you can test him to see how much of this principle he is following in his life. It's not about dress code, it's not about the material education he has gained, it's not about so much wealth he has got. It's not about those things. It's about quality of human being has been given by the Lord Himself. So Manu says there are 20 principles for dharma to follow. He said number one is that ahimsa, that one should become free from violence of any sort, become free from the violence in the mind, become free from the violence in the mouth, and become free from violence of the physical body. And the second thing he says, satya, always be honest and truthful, not lying around. And the third thing is asteyam, that don't steal other people's property. The general rules has been given for the betterment of the human life. The third thing he said, don't steal others' property. And the fourth, he said, brahmacharya, you must be able to control the five knowledge-acquiring senses, your ear, your eyes, your nose, your tongue, and then the skin. And the sixth, he says that you got to be a tolerant, somehow you got to be tolerant in your life. Life is not it's a good, safe journey here. It's like the ocean. Sometimes there are big waves in the ocean, sometimes there are small waves. So always there is a waves in the ocean. So life is always so much of troublesome. So there has to be some tolerance to give and take, to adjust to the situation, hoping that tomorrow will be a better day for us. And because you are following the path of dharma, definitely it will be better for you in time to come. So the fifth principle of dharma is sama. The sixth principle of dharma is dhriti. Dhriti means determination. Even though it is so difficult to follow the path of dharma, even though it is so difficult, we have to get up, you know, morning, 3 o'clock morning, it's so difficult. It's also so difficult to take a bath in the cold water, especially in the winter time. It's so difficult to participate in the Mangala Arati, so difficult to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds minimum. So difficult to, you know, keep away from all kinds of unwanted association. It's not easy. But he says, dhriti, one of the principles of dharma is determination. Determinedly, you go determined, you will make it without any fail. Don't give up, keep moving. And the seventh principle, he said, daya, be merciful to yourself and to others. Do something good for your own self. And you let others also have that wonderful opportunity in their life. Let you live and let others also to live. Mercy. And the eighth principle, he says that midara, whatever you get in your life to eat, please offer, thank the Lord before you eat anything. And the sixth principle, he says that, the ninth principle, he says, arjavam, be simple in your life, be happy whatever the Lord has given to you. Somebody has got a big house, and somebody got a small house, and somebody got a car, you only got a bicycle, but don't worry, just be happy what has been given to you. That is your quota for this life. Nobody can take away. Isa Vishnu Sarvam. What is meant for you is meant for you. Nobody can steal anything from you. This is the ninth principle of dharma. He said the tenth principle of dharma is saucham, keep yourself very clean inside and outside. What you keep inside, that's what you must speak out. What you speak out, that should be what is inside. So inside you keep yourself clean by chanting the holy name of the Lord, and outside you keep clean by at least taking 3 times bath in your life. And he says the 11th principle is Hari, you have some self-control in your life. Self-control. And the 12th principle, he says, Sandosam, try to be happy all the time. The happiness you are in your life, the more you are happy, the more happiness will come. You only gain what you think in your life. So be happy, more happiness will come into your life. He says the 12th principle of dharma is to be always happy, not to be depressed. You are the follower of dharma, only policeman. Who scared the policeman? The thieves are scared of the policeman. The good people, they don't scared of policemen. So you follow the path of dharma, so are you worried? You are a good man. Nobody can do anything to you. And he says the 13th principle of dharma is that dhanam, charity. He says that whatever you work hard, whatever your money you earn, and out of $6 you earn, $1 is meant for some religious activities. Then $1 will purify your other $5 in your life. So he said charity must be given. And he says the 14th principle of dharma is that astikyam, you must have great faith in what you are doing. Yeah, I'm coming Mangalarti, I'm reading Prabhupada books, I'm chanting, I'm associating with the devotees. Definitely it will be betterment for your life, for my life, and surely this will be my last life. I'm going back to Godhead. You must have that great faith in what you are doing. And then the 15th principle he says about dharma is that Siddhanta Sravanam, please take some opportunity in your life and come and sit and hear the discourse on the matter of dharma. Wherever there are people talking about Bhagavatam Dharma, there are people talking about, you know, the religiosity, please go and sit and hear. Give some opportunity for hearing. Siddhanta Sravanam, he says. The 16th principle of dharma, he says, is that Ishvara Pujanam, in your house every day, you do some puja for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says the 17th principle of dharma is mati. Mati means you think few times before you get enroll yourself in anything. Just like you want to become a doctor, you want to do your medicine. So think few times, this is what you're going to do. Because after enrolling yourself into medicine, paying all that money, then after 1 year you cannot come and tell your father, I don't like to be a doctor, I want to become a lawyer. All your father's money is gone, finished. Before you get married, think twice, think three times. Manu says at least 10 times, is it okay, I should get into that agreement. So that agreement has got all these conditions. It's not about you and yourself and your body, about you. Everything is about another person coming into your life. Can I go up to that agreement? Can I make it? Can I adjust myself? Can I be committed to them? Can I? So you got to think about that agreement. If you think, better I remain brahmachari, but never mind, if it's very difficult, I cannot follow. So you go under the spiritual master and try your best to be there. It's not about anything about marriage life or not marriage life. It's about taking your life in a very proper direction so that our purpose of human life can be fulfilled to cross over the cycle of repeated birth and death. So he says, before you do anything in your life, please think for a few times. Don't simply go and enroll yourself in anything. That is the 17th principle. The 18th principle is that the human being, they should be always japa, always chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The 19th principle of human life is tapa, voluntarily accepting some austerity in our life. Just like we know that Krishna don't like to go to KFC. He doesn't like to go to McDonald's. He doesn't like to go to cinema. He doesn't like people who are smoking and drinking, talking all kinds of useless things. So Krishna don't like that, so I must do. I also don't like to go to KFC. I also don't go to McDonald's. I also don't like to associate with these people, simply because Krishna don't like any of these things. Voluntarily accepting some austerity for the progress of your own life. And 20th principle he says is that vrata, that you take some vow in your life. Either you have taken brahmachari vow or grihastha vow or vanaprastha or sannyas, you have taken, you know, to chant 64 rounds or 34 rounds, 32 rounds, or whether, you know, reading Prabhupada books at least 2 hours a day, Kartik vow is there. That, you know, other Janmashtami, some fasting vows are there. And we got so many different wonderful, you know, vratas are there. He says, a human life is meant to follow this 20 principle of dharma. Without dharma, ahara nidrabhaya maitunam cha samanya mitir pasubir naranam dharme itesum avitka viseso dharme nayina pasubir samanam. Unless dharma comes into life of the human being, otherwise he is still same like animal. The sastra says the dog is eating, you are eating, the dog is sleeping, we are sleeping, the dog is, you know, producing children, we are producing children, the dog don't like to die, we also don't like to die. So what is the difference between the dog and human being? Dharma is desu avika, the dharma. Today we are sitting here, all of us a human being. We have not invited dogs and cats to come and sit because, you know, there is no way that they can understand the subject matter. So the moment human beings are interested into dharma, and they become distinguished, they become different than animals. Otherwise, they still sit on the same platform. So here Prabhupada explains in this purport that killing is not allowed. Any religion, killing is not allowed. That's what when Ashwatthama been caught by Arjun, and Krishna was insisting Arjun to kill Ashwatthama. He is testing Arjun. Because Ashwatthama, he killed the five sons of Draupadi. And Ashwatthama has released the Brahmastra to kill Arjun. Then he's running, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhavo, Bhaktanam, Havayangaram, your devotee, I'm in danger, please help me. Krishna helped him. Then Krishna told Arjun, he bound Ashwatthama, Arjun bound Ashwatthama, he wants to take it to Draupadi. And Krishna told him there are few people can be killed. Even though the dharma says totally cannot be killed, there is also can be killed. There is normal path of dharma is there, there is emergency path of dharma is there. The manu give two different paths. Normal path is that when you go to the toilet, use the water to wash your backside. There is a normal path of dharma. The emergency path of dharma is that if there is no water, you use a tissue paper. You know, there is emergency. The normal path is that when we are married, cannot be divorced. But the emergency path is that your marriage life becomes hellish. There is no opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, no opportunity to progress on the spiritual journey. And you all the time you are fighting like cats and dogs, and there is some danger of even life can be taken in that marriage life. And it says there's an emergency dharma you apply. Put your divorce letter and get out from that hellish life. So we are not that fanatic that, you know, only this way, otherwise you go to hell. A Christian says you don't become Christian, you go to hell. The Muslim says you're kafir, you go to hell. But our path is so simple and so beautiful. Krishna makes everything so possible to come closer to Him. So in this way Krishna says, Mata Pramatam Anmatam Suptam Balam Sriyam Jadam. He says that Arjun, those people who are careless cannot be killed. And your children, they were careless, they were sleeping, that he has killed it. So he has to be punished. He said those who are careless cannot be killed. Those who are intoxicated cannot be killed. Those who are insane cannot be killed. And those who are in a sleep cannot be killed. And those children cannot be killed. He said those women cannot be, women cannot be killed. The old people cannot be killed. And he said, Prapannam, those who have surrendered to the Lord, he cannot be killed. And those who have lost their weapon in the battle, without standing without a weapon, he cannot be killed. And those who are afraid and running away from the battle, he cannot be killed. He says, cow cannot be killed, brahmana cannot be killed, children cannot be killed, woman cannot be killed. He's saying, these are the people cannot be killed. So now Ashwatthama has gone against dharma. Just like in the Ramayana, Ravana caught Hanuman and he wants to kill him. And he called all the meeting of all his leaders and they caught, you know, Indrajit has caught Hanuman and said, now Ravana said, kill him, kill him, kill him. And his wonderful brother, who is the devotee of Lord Ram, and he looked back at his brother Ravana and says, my dear brother, why all the time you only talking about killing, killing, kill, 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 kill? Do you know there's a scriptures injunction, sastric injunction, that there are people cannot be killed in this world? Those who are coming as a messenger, you know, you cannot be killed. Those who are, you know, foolish, they're like, you know, jadam. Jadam means, you know, like animal. Animal cannot be killed. Do you know that or not? So that also in the scripture cannot be killed. Please try to see the scripture. Don't simply go on your mental speculation. So in this way, there is also an injunction that it cannot be killed. Unless to protect your life, to protect of the life of the brahmana, there are certain concessions is given for the betterment of the life rather than for simply for your tongue and sense gratification. So in this way, we will continue to see that a lot of important things are going to come in this Bhagavatam. Thank you so much for being here. Anybody got any question, any comments, please?
Madam, we reference Bhagavad Gita, which speaks about
yeah.
Manu, can you tell what is the reference? We have to read those things.
What is it?
We have to read those things.
You have read in the Manu Dharma. Manu Dharma.
Prabhupada has given some?
As Prabhupada has given in the scriptures, it is there. Prabhupada has quoted about Manu in different places. And I'm quoting the whole thing for you. You know, the same thing like we talk about Ahimsa. In the 13th chapter, Prabhupada is talking about the for a person to get liberated from this world, he must have 20 principles, 20 knowledge in his life. You know, the 13th chapter explains 20 knowledge is required for the soul to be liberated from this body. There he says, Amanidvam, Adambidvam, Ahimsam. That means also free from violence. Like that, if you read the Manu Dharma, is the general basic principle for human being to follow. Nobody likes in this world to hurt, you know, if you go and hurt them, beat them, nobody will be happy about this thing. Isn't it? Even the dog, you go and throw a stone, people will be, you know, cursing you. Why is no attacking the dog? Innocent animal. Isn't it? So they see the dog as an innocent, but they see the chicken as dangerous. I don't see how the difference in their view. That's what, you know, Buddha says, your view, right view. And then right intention must be there, what you see. And right speech, and also right conduct must be there. Yes.
How long is Ashvatthama cursed to walk the earth?
What is that?
How long is Ashvatthama cursed to walk the earth? Because he could not, death could not come to Ashvatthama. He was cursed to walk the earth.
I do not know how long it was. Yeah. Yeah.
And when you talk about causeless mercy, that Sri Krishna bestows his causeless mercy. So, who is the recipient of causeless mercy?
The devotees are the recipients of the causeless mercy.
Yeah, but who actually gets it?
Well, those who are humble and meek, they get it. Those who are arrogant, they will never get it. They've got to be humble and meek. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying. Trinatapi sunichena charorapi saishnuna amanena manadena ketanaya. Constantly to have Krishna consciousness in your life, you've got to be very humble. You got to be very tolerant. You got to respect others and don't expect any respect for yourself. So if you are meek and humble, you become the recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming for those who are very, very low. And if you think you are very high, and you have to go to maybe another organization to fight. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaurav Brahmanande.